says the following thing. Kosov Hatanya Rabosa. Bayoim Hashishi Parshas Chukas Nogu Yechidim Lehisanas. There was a minig for Yechidim to fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Sheba Oyser Hayoim Nisrifu Chof Kroinais Malayim Svarim Betzorfas. There were 20 wagonfuls of Svarim, which were Shasin, that were burnt in France. Everybody knows that this is Kino Mem Aleph in the Kinois that we say on Tisha B'Av, which was written by the Maram Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Rosh. It starts Shali Srufa V'Esh. And what happened? This tragedy of 20 wagonfuls of Svarim were burnt. But they did not, as was generally done, and is generally done, they did not relate it to the date of the month that the event occurred. They had a she'elas chaloyim, noida lohem, it became revealed to them, she'yoyim ha'parsha goyrim zeres ha'tayr. That it was the yoyim ha'parsha that was goyrim zeres ha'tayr. Because the targum of Zois Chukas HaTaira is dog Zera Zeres. That's the Zera on the Torah, Zera on the Torah. Daf of Hashtain, of course, what was this Zera al HaTaira? Why is it Merumis in Zois Chukas HaTaira, dog Zera Zeres? But this tragedy of destruction of Torah is near mas in the parish of Zois Chukas HaTaira. In the Sefer Chemda Genuza, it's brought from Rav Hillel from Verona, who was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah. And he discusses the awesome event, awesome tragedy that it was. And there's a whole the question over here is what date it was. It seems from his letter it was the ninth day of Tammuz. In some, it seems it's the sixth day of Tammuz. But it's written over there, the Sarfu was asfarim the diyukoi ba'oisei ha'makom, dafki in that makom. Shaboi kaidim lochein Sarfu Yehudim esifrei Maran Avuchim. This was a place where when the Rambam came with his Maran Avuchim, the Rambam was chastised and castigated for the Maran Avuchim. It was too theoretical, it was too philosophical, rather. The Kasher Ro HaYehudim Esreifas HaSforim Bo'ishe HaMokim Hizkartu Al Sreifas Sifrei Maran Avuchim. When they saw that, they had Karach on the Maran Avuchim. The Chem de Genuza goes on and discusses how, specifically in France, and there was another Maisa in Italy, a similar Maisa in Italy, where they were culpable for not having the proper Mesiris Nefesh B'Torah, and therefore over there were strafers of Svarim. So I'd like to discuss on two levels what we take from this and why this is Negeah. What is the Remez over here for Zois Chukas HaTaira? Where do we see this Remez in the Zois Chukas HaTaira? Where do we see that there should be a Gzeira on the Torah? Zois Chukas HaTaira is a parasha about Parah Aduma. It's a parasha about Parah Aduma. So what's the connection over here with the Sreifas HaTaira? So on one level, what we have to understand is the Hemshech of the Parsha. The Hemshech of the Parsha, where there's another Gzeira. There's a Gzeira on Moshe Ba'aron that they cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. There's a Gzeira on Moshe Ba'aron that they cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Yahn lo hemantan li lahakdishen lo einei b'nei Yisrael lo chen tzli saviu et hakohol hazeh el ha'oret asher nasati lohem. The Maisa of the Meimariva. And the truth is, one can really ask a question on the Maisa of the Meimariva, because if you look, when we bench Geshem, when we bench Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, we sort of recall, not sort of, we recall this Maisa of the Mei Meriva. Come, take some of these. So in the Maisa, please take food, please enjoy. Don't be embarrassed, it's just a little late, trust me. Of course, I'm having difficulty over here. Can I pause this tape? What point? Oh, here we are. Chor Moshe B'Selah's Goyim Min HaMayim. Remember the one who was Moshe was removed from the in a tevas greater from the water. Namu dolei dolei v'hishkit soim mayim segulecha eis tamu mayim al hasela hoch vayesu mayim. On the cella he hit and water came out, and we say v'tzidkei choyin chashos mayim. So the question really is over here al hasela hoch. Now the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into the Arat fast, this is because he hit the rock and was not the basim al hasela. So why is it that we recall this mitzvah of Asela Hoch when we're discussing the chayin, the tzidkei chayin kashrus mayim, Moshe Rabbeinu should bring that we should with his chus we should have mayim, the chus of Moshe we should have mayim. Now the truth is there are those that want to say pshat in this piyut. If you look, there are two corresponding stories. Right? There are two corresponding stories, and I really, at the Soif Hashir, I'd like to discuss how the story in Parshas Chukas is different than the story at the end of Parshas Peshalah. At the end of the Parshas Peshalah, it's kimat the same story. You know, Yisrael doesn't have water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rein Mayim Lushtois, Vayorev Ha'amim Moshe, Vayomu, Tnu Lanu Mayim, Vanishta. Vayomu Lohem Moshe, Matu Rivu Nimodi, Matu Nasimet Hashem. So Shteit over here that Hashem told Moshe to hit the stone. So those that want to say that it says skulecha eis tzomu l'mayim, your skula was when they were thirsty for water. Where does it say they were thirsty for water? It doesn't say they were thirsty for water. Because it says vayitzma shom la'om in Rishala. So this is really talking about where Hashem said hit the rock. When in Parshas Peshalach, not in Parshas Chukas. The only problem is, what is the Torah call the rock in Parshas Peshalach? The Kisa Batsur. What does it call it in Parshas Chukas? Sela. Shteit ala Sela ha. It's not such a great Torah. We'll come back to this towards the end of the shir. But I'd like to discuss the idea, okay, this seminal event in Klal Yisrael's history, Moshe V'Aaron's history. And Moshe Rabbeinu can't come and bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael because of this maisa of he was not makadosh la'enei yad la'emanta bilach kisheni la'enei Bnei Yisrael. So I'd like to say something that we've said before. That's the first thing I'd like to discuss. in that Moshe Rabbeinu, we find the seeds of Moshe Rabbeinu not taking B'nai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael far earlier than this week's parasha. In fact, we find it, which week's parasha? We find it by Loisva. Eldar Umeidim Nisnata B'machana. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what did you do to me over here? They want meat, they want basar to eat. The arm was misaynin him, right? They were kinesaynin him. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama harayisa l'abdecha. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Hashem says, Etzul shivim's kainim, gather together 70's kainim. And two are left over. Who are the two that are left over? Elder Umeida. Elder Umeida misnabim l'machana. And what do they say? Moshe makes Yeshua Machmas. Moshe is not going to be able to bring the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the shayrish of this, right, we find much earlier in the Torah. We find two parashas ago, Balois. But it goes even further, because we find it where, and it's very similar, a similar lashon to Lama HaRiyos, we find it all the way at the end of parashas where, the first parashas we find Moshe. The first parashas, we find Moshe in, Rashi said, Moshe Rabbeinu says frighteningly similar words. Vayoshev Moshe el Hashem vayoyma. Adonai lama hariyosu lo'am hazeh. Lama hazeh shalachtoni. It's lama hariyosu. The Eibush answers him, vayoyma Hashem el Moshe after Sira, now you're going to see. What was the mice over here? The mice over here was that Moshe and Aaron went to Shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they went to Pari and they said, let my people go. And what did Pari say? Like if we, obviously they want to go serve their God in the Midbar. They obviously have a lot of time on their hands. They have to work harder and harder, right? So they all complained to Moshe. Moshe says, "Lama harayosel avdecha, lama zeh shalachtoni." David says, "At the sira, now you're going to see." So Rashi says, "At the sira, now you're going to see." Yerhartal midos. Yeah. Lefichach at the sira, also lefaris sira. You're only see what I'm going to do to Pharaoh. The loya also lemalchi shiva umish. You're not going to see what I'm going to do to the seven nations. Hey, so you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to see what I do to destroy the seven nations when you go into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua is going to be my place. So we wanted a time, a very interesting thing. Kum techos. That really Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael because he hit the stone. And he didn't speak to the stone. That's not the reason he didn't go in. It was much earlier. But what's the lowest common denominator between all these three cases? The lowest common denominator of these three cases are that there's a disconnect between Moshe and the Am. What does that mean? That means like this. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar was of a level where they were ponimel, they were expected to be ponimel ponim to HaKadosh Baruch. We know the Gemara Baba Basra says that when Bizman Shisrael Eisim Sarah Shemachim, the Kruvim were ponimel ponim. And when Eisim Sarah Shemachim, it was Pneim Labois. And in Eretz Yisrael, what was the closest the Kruvim got were what? Stodei Asudei, they were never ponimel ponim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, because in the Midbar, the Yisrael were Eichle Hamon, they were an Isaac and Parnassah, they had no other daigah. The only thing they had to be focused on was, oh, cool, I have this Hashem. When they came into Eretz Yisrael on the way, there was a shtickle step down. There was a shtickle step down. We've got to spoke about this in Parsha Shlach a little bit, but we spoke about Koyesh Yacha Me'atas Meraglim, or Yahushua, or Akkadish Barak, or Moshe was his father, Yahushua, specifically with the Lashon of Kok. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it had to be both. It had to be the Asafta de Gonefa, and it had to be Rechayim et Tavar et Yasek de Torah. That's what it was in Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, in a way, theoretically, there was a step down from Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, as en masse. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pe'el Pe'ad Abervoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was like a man speaks to his friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. Moshe had a full relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu was shayach to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was shayach to the Am, because Moshe Rabbeinu had to bring Klal Yisrael up to that level where they could be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you look at the Parsha says, Asher merisen esti, you amara my mouth. What's my mouth? Peh el peh adaba by Moshe Rabbeinu. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been medaber to the Tzela and not hit the Tzela, he would have been mekadeshem shemayim to such a level that Klal Yisrael would have been able to be kuloi Oisik in Torah and Avodas Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have been able to be machlis into the Eretz. What happened was, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't raise them up to the level where they could go into the Eretz, and be able to have Moshe as the leader. So Chukas, the parasha of Yamu and Mandam and Lakasheni, is a missed opportunity. It's not that Moshe was choyte. It's that Moshe didn't bring the cloud up to his level that they can have him as a leader in Eretz Yisrael. A leader always has to mirror his flock. He can't be too lofty for them. He can't be beyond them. He can't be disconnected from them. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Ari Yisrael, Lama Zeh, Lama Zeh Shalachtani, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vosfar, I made these people. A bunch of complainers, I'm coming to save them. They don't understand their leader. The Eretz Yisrael says, you're right. You're not going to be able to take him into Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, you'll be their royal. And that's why the Shad is, Moshe Rabbeinu complains, Lama Ari Yisrael, Lama Zeh. Hashem says, gather 70s Canaan. What does gathering 70s Canaan mean? There's a buffer. There's a go-between. They can't go straight to Moshe anymore. There's a disconnect. What's left over from that? Elder Omeidim is not Machna, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machas. Mela, we want to kind of like this. In the Parsha of Chukas, is the Parsha where there's a disconnect, where there's the final disconnect, where Moshe Rabbeinu misses the opportunity, or the opportunity is missed, that Klal Yisrael can no longer have Moshe as their leader in Eretz Yisrael. There's also another disconnect in this parasha. What's the disconnect in this parasha? Moshe Rabbeinu is taught the side of Paradum. He's taught the side of Paradum, but what can't he do? He can't transmit it to Klal Yisrael. He's disconnected. Zoyis chukas ha-Torah dog zeyres ha-reis. That's the gzeira on the Torah. There's a disconnect in the shalshelas ha-Torah. It's Ken Zayin on one level. That we have to, the question we started off with. It could be that this is the pshat that the Magen Avram, that was clear. The Magen Avram brings from the Tanya, from the Bala Tanya, that the reason why they fasted on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas is because the Shabbos was gairim zoyis chukas ha-Torah don't zayres ha-reis. Rabbi said, I think it goes much deeper. It goes much deeper. And I want to speak about what I think is an astounding mahalach. An astounding mahalach, a beautiful mahalach, and an eye-opening mahalach in this whole maisa between but what happened with the Meimariba, what happened with this rat. And why are people talking to a rat? Why are they supposed to talk to a rat? Who's talking to a rat? A peladigazak, the dibar de melasela. So the first question, that's one major question. But the first question I'd like to ask in diuk in the parsha is an obvious question. We mentioned it before. Why is it that in Parshas Bishalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vihiki says hatsu? And why over here is it the dibar de melasela? Why the difference? Why is the charge to get water out of a stone? Why is it different in Parshas Chukas than it is in Parshas Bishalach? Then we can ask another few questions. And then I'd like to read a little bit from the Hamikdavar. And I'd like to perhaps have a deeper appreciation and perhaps bring it to our own lives to understand what the Torah is coming to tell us. What does it mean? It's a gzeira on the Torah. If you look at the parsha, HaKadosh Baruch says, Kaches HaMata, V'hakel Eso Edo, Ata V'Aron Achichot. You and Aaron together. V'dibartin El HaSela, and speak to the Sela, L'Einehem. V'Nosan Meimo, and it will give its water. So, no one's drawing the water. What's happening? You speak to the stone, and what happens? V'Nosan Meimo, it will give its natural water. V'Hoitzeis Elohem Mayim, Min HaSela. And you will take for them water out from the cellar. What do you mean? You just said the Nosan Memo. The cellar is giving its own water. What do you mean by taste? So you're going to take out the water from the cellar. That's the first order we could ask. Then it says, Vayikach Moshe Samatim Lefnei Hashem Kasher Tzivo. So first of all, obviously we have to understand, if Hashem didn't want him to hit the stone, so why is he telling him to bring a mata in the very first place? Right? That's question number two. Then it says, Vayakilu Moshe v'Aaron as Akohol el Pnei Asola. Moshe and Aaron together are gathering together. Vayomer lehem Shimu no Amoyer amin Asela hazeh noitzi lochem moy. And he says, Musa, Shimu no Amoyer amin Asela hazeh noitzi moy. Vayomer Moshe es Yodoy. Then Moshe hits, picks up his hand, nothing to do with Aaron.
Vayachet haselah b'mateo v'amoyim v'yetzu mayim rabim. The cellar doesn't give its water. What is it? Vayetzu mayim rabim. Large amounts of water come out. Vateish v'edah l'vim. So, is it the cellar giving its water? Or is he taking out the water? Aaron gets together to gather the people together, and all of a sudden it's Moshe Shem. What happened to him? What happened to him? So I'd like to discuss what the Hamikdavah, I'd like to read a little bit what the Hamikdavah says. The Hamikdavah says the following things. Ein hakavono sheyedabru im hasela. When the Pasuk says v'divartem el hasela, it does not mean to speak to the sela. The sela is not listening. There's no reason to talk to it. Okay? Vayitzavu oisam litei mayim. Shehari ein hasela bar shmir. Hasela can't hear. Ukvar pirish betargim yonesim. Tumen tarichim yaskipo b'shmor rabu mefarsha. Haino b'shem ha-mefarish. Avo b'yilamdeinu v'huva. Pirish, the dibarta dvar halocha achas oy perek echot. Zokt the Hamikdav, and he's really quoting from the Yalkut Shemoni. The Yalkut Shemoni says the Yudshin over here. The Yalkut Shemoni says the dibarta melasela means you should go out there in front of the whole nation and say over it halocha. Say a halocha achas oy perek echot. Vanachni noisif levar. And the Hamikdavah takes the Yalkut Shemoni and says, I'm going to explain what the Yalkut Shemoni means. Shebe'emes meha be'er shehoyu adkoi nihiyu leteva. You think about it today. Yisrael got water from a stone all the years in the Midbar. For almost 40 years in the Midbar, they got water from the stone. So pelad dikenes. Zot des mishkenes. If you can get water out of a cloud, you can get water out of a stone. It was the teva. In the Midbar was the teva. The same nest. You get water out of a stone. Is the nest to get water out of a cloud. Shehaver hu me'asor et varm shenivu be'er Shabbos. The Gemara Pesachim says that there were 10 things that would never have been a shmosh be'er Shabbos, and one of them is tfilat be'er. It's part of the nature. It's part of the natural phenomenon of the creation of the world. U'misha'omar v'hoyah ha'olam gozer al ha'ofim litein mayim. The same one who commanded that created the world and commanded that clouds should give water. The Al-Hanilas, she yishtapach b'shaitoi, in Mitzrayim it didn't rain, the Nile overflew its banks and gave water. Gozer alay seitzel, she yil be'er mahalechas. It's a walking be'er, a traveling be'er. Barigam hayoyim be'era. Excuse me. The Gemara says that you could find today, the Gemara is the Gemara Shabbos, it wasn't called the Gemara Shabbos, it was called the Gemara Ba'madlikin. The Gemara Ba'madlikin says that a person could find the Be'er, the Taka the Be'er exists today, the Be'er that gives off water and gives a little bit of water in the Midbar. Ma'itzi Mayim, El Shaloi B'Shefa, the Gemara Bamad Likin says. V'yato, kishe nifsak ha'selam militein mayim, lo yihoyu mishum shekola halichas ha'nes. So after that unbelievable thing, why was there no water coming out of the Be'er? It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser that the Nes should no longer be. We say it every day, twice a day, hopefully three times a day. The Otza Hashem, right? The Otza. Atziras Kishamim, the whole beginning of Besechus Tainus is about what? What do you do when the rain stops, when there's Atziras Kishamim? And just like there's something, there's a phenomenon of Atziras Kishamim in Eretz Yisrael, there's a phenomenon of Atziras Kishamim in the Meha Be'er. What did they do when it stopped raining? Misasim b'rabim. They would gather the people together as a rabbin in the middle of the street. L'makim echad, afshaloi b'beis hamikdash, makim karbonis, v'goli v'gila eshkinanatir, v'roi sh'om oimik dvarim kfushim, v'yachakach mispalim b'tzibur. First he would say divrei Torah, and then they would daven. Why did Abish do this over here? He was teaching the Jewish people. Moshe and Aaron were there to teach Klal Yisrael how to fear Zech when they come into Eretz Yisrael. When you get to come into Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be times when it's going to be Atziris Geshamim. And what are you going to do? You're going to go out into the Rechayv HaYir, and everyone's going to gather together. And the Rosh Hashanah is going to say Dvarim to the Plushim, and he's going to say speak to the Divrei Torah, and he's going to speak Dvarim that you should speak to the Chayz of Betshuva. And then the Olam is going to be Mispala. Ya'minu shegam b'likoyach v'oiz shel Moshe efshel lifo b'tfilas Ram. And it was to teach them that it wasn't the magic man Moshe. It was their koyach. It was their koyach ha-Torah and their koyach ha-Tfilah. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to teach Klal Yisrael that it's you. It's up to you. It's up to your Torah and your Tfilah that brings the Gshamim. It's up to your Torah that brings the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not because Moshe is going to bring Nisim. And I'd like to stop for a moment. Before I read the rest of this Hamid Dover, I'd like to tell over a story. I think I once told this story over. It's actually printed in a book. They killed the story. In the book, they really killed it. The story is about Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv's great, great grandson was going to be Gemalot in B'nai Brak. And it was Chaim Kanievsky's great grandson. And they wanted that Rabbi Yashiv should come and be descended. And anybody who's had the fleeting experience of being by Rabbi Yashiv knows that the most valuable thing to him is his time to be able to learn. He doesn't give much time of day to many people. He can't afford it. Reminded of the story that people don't get. Somebody told me about a story when Rav Tolly Trump was very sick. They went around the yeshiva and they asked, how much time of your day would you give that you're tired of your Torah to the foolish language? And they went around, people give a half hour, some people give an hour. Chaim said, I think it's 5 minutes or a minute, 1 minute. Give 1 minute. That's not because the Chavetz Chaim wasn't Machshir of Apollo, it's because he was Machshir of his minutes. Okay. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, it's a bittul Torah to go to B'nai Brak, it's bittul Torah. We all fly to B'nai Brak to go, you know, to meet with Yigdal, and that's why he's a god. So the night before the bris, they said, no, Zayda, are you coming? He said, I told you. There's no bittul Torah, I'm not going. So they said, Zayda, in Zayr state, that if a person is a sandik by his great-great-grandson, their fifth generation, Mila, he goes straight to Gan Eden. A school, he goes straight to Gan Eden. So the Yashiv said, I've been learning for 80 years. I've been learning Torah all my life. Ich shemze, so I rang in Gan Eden with a school. That was his comment. And he didn't go. Those days, if you read through the wonderful newspapers that we have, you could see Givaldig is schoolers. Yeah, they're schoolers. You do this for 15 minutes. I remember there was somebody over here who was giving his $1.82 every day to Stoka, and he was saying four different people to kill him every day. Ramesh, oh, I'll go to Zachar for Hashpof, and all schoolers. There is no school that's more Badik and Menusa than a person's Erech HaTayr and Erech HaNami. Shortcuts, there's no shortcuts in life. Something has to give. A person, this is the message of the Maimer Riva. The Netziv is telling us an unbelievable message. Moshe was coming to tell Klal Yisrael, it's not me with my stick, it's you with your tefillah and your Torah. Zokt the Netziv. Al kein tziva Hashem lahakel ho'edom el ha'selah v'sham hoya ha'shchina ba'ois ha'shah v'sham ha'yagid Moshe v'aron v'halacha u'mosa. Moshe and Aaron were supposed to speak to our halacha Moshe. V'dibartem el ha'selah doesn't mean speak to the selah. V'dibartem means you should speak to Klal Yisrael by the selah. V'gam v'halacha moya l'tfila k'disu b'tayin as perek beis v'yechidim chayzu m'sanim manin yechidim tzuvim me'abonim Moshe. Aloy mitayr b'layin l'chut shel chesed g'mar n'avay d'zor. It says Moshe chalav v'yoyim shenem ha'yoyim v'yitzav Hashem chazdar v'layin l'shirah. The tefillah is mekubal, a person's tefillah is mekubal. he learns the Eidrish's Torah. V'hoyah haratzen sheyedavru Moshe dvahalocha v'toichach. Moshe should speak at vahalocha and he should speak Muslim. V'yachakach yisfalu b'tzibur l'tzad ha-sela. They should daven by that cellar, and water would have come. U'bozev v'nosan meimot. The water would have naturally given us water. We ask the Ha'ara. Why does it say, boy, say so? After the Vinosan Bay of there was water, it was sitting there, it was just waiting for the field, it was coming out. Oh, you don't want to daven. You don't want to say Vahaloch on the cellar. You're hitting the cellar. That's already extracting, you know, you're trying to pull strings, you're making shortcuts. Lo yihye bozeh chadoshes, ele meima varigilim v'nasa l'teva yitein. V'tziva oit. V'hoitseisa lehemayim v'nasela. So he says, what is Vaitesh of Mayim Rasala? Zof Eh. Vaitesh is Moshe himself without Aaron. Elohu Oifim Achra. Sha'amah Kodesh Baruch Hu Ula Yayala Hashal L'Toru Tfila Karoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hedged his bet. He said, listen, you have two possibilities. There are two paths. You can go and V'divar to Mayim Rasala. And if it's not going to be the proper time and it's not going to work, it'll takabi V'hikisim. It'll take a B. V'hitzesa. V'imkein lo yagiyah hatel teva lite meimah. V'kol mochem lo yazev es Yisrael. The Eidrish will not forsake Klal Yisrael if the tefillahs don't work. Memela, come out. V'alzeh tzivohu likach es hamata. Av v'idiyoy shebazeho oifin lo yiyah oid meimah. Shehoi yitzlulim v'rabim. They're not going to be such clear waters. Elo yiyah mayim. V'chein hoyah be'emes. The water was not as good. Zokt in Itziv. This is why Moshe was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was not able to go to Eretz Yisrael because this was in a way a test for Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was to teach Klal Yisrael how to fear Zokt when they go into Eretz Yisrael. How to fear Zokt that through that Torah and Tefillah they'll be able to be Moitzi Mayim in Asela. That you don't have to be on the level of Moshe. It could be your Torah and your Tzilah. It doesn't have to be just a discussed Moshe himself. That was the message. That's the message. The message is that it's your Torah and your Tzilah that brings every Hashpah and every Shefa Milamayla. And to not use that is perhaps to use a shortcut. And the water is not as sweet. Zokt. The Hamak Dover, an unbelievable thing. And I'd like to shtel tzu an Orachayim HaKadosh. The Hamak Dover says, in Parshas B'Shalach, comes before Parshas Yisrael. It's before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the only way we're getting water out of that stone is if Moshe hits the stone. But there's another, the Koyach HaTorah, after Matan Torah, it's beyond everyone. It's beyond everyone. That Torah, that Tefillah, they don't need Moshe to hit the stone. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh them, Parshas B'Shalach, he's mitzaveh them, mitzaveh Yikisa Satsur. But afterwards, he's not mitzaveh Yikisa Satsur. Maybe they'll need that. They'll need the schus of Moshe as a backup. But really, it should be the Dibartim El Asela. It should be a Dibur El Asela. But voice said, what the Pasuk is coming to tell us over here is that through the Koyach HaTorah, through the Koyach of Limud HaTorah, that's the parsha of Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Adam ki yomus ba'oyel. Ein Adam kari the Torah elu mishamenis atzmai olav. A person has to realize that he has to be moist, he has to give up for something to have its value, for it to be valuable for him. We said over from the Chem de Genuza that he's really quoting a Ramchal, that the Ramchal said that the reason why there was such a thing is because they were not makshiv the Torah, they weren't moshe nefesh for the Torah. Not only because they burnt the books of the Maran of Ukim, because they were not, the lashon of the Ramchal really is that they lived the life of Tainuk. And they didn't want to give up and sacrifice anything for the Torah. And if you don't want to sacrifice for the Torah, at the end of the day, the Torah is not kosher for you. And if the Torah is not kosher for you, the books are burned. That's the message. Dog Zayis Chukas HaTorah. The Rechayim HaKadosh says an unbelievable thing. The Rechayim HaKadosh asked the Kasha. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu went, and there was a whole Dikuach, and Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Yamsuf. And what happened? He came to the Yamsuf, and he said, what? He picks up his hair that the Yam says, I'm not splitting for you. Why? Because you were born, I was created on day 2, you were created on day 6. I'm older than you. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what? It says, Yeminoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went on Yad Yemina and said, this is the person who's going to bring the Torah. The person going to bring the Torah, you split. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, that's why when the Gemara in Chulin tells us that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair went, and Rav Pinchas Ben Yair went and the water split for him directly. What was the big deal? For Moshe Rabbeinu to split the answer to Teretz is, Moshe Rabbeinu Ben Yair already was after Mount Torah. He was after Mount Torah. It's a bris krusa in the Torah. It's a bris, it's a covenant with the Torah that nothing stands in the way of Torah. The divartem el haselah, the koyach of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, the koyach of valuing Torah. We just went through a whole sphere. What was the whole sphere of that? People think the whole sphere was Ben Adam or Chaverim. The Chaverim of Rabbi Akiva weren't, they weren't mash of each other. That's not the chat. They weren't mash of each other. If you look at the Marsha, they weren't mash of each other's Torah. They didn't have covet for their Torah. They didn't have covet that each one of us has a chelik in Torah. And they didn't recognize that. The koyach of Torah is what Parshas Chukas is about. The koyach of Torah and that mayim, ein mayim el Torah. If you look at towards the end of the Parsha, you find the Parshas Chukas. You find a gevaldik shira of Torah. Ali be'er. You know that be'er is in the Torah 48 times. Why is Be'er in the Torah 48 times? Because there are 48 ways to wisdom. There are 48 kinyanim of Torah. And Be'er is Torah. This is a Shira al HaTorah. The Rechaim says, there's a Begavaldic Akash in the whole Torah. Haven't David Kaisel didn't say Shira after Mount Torah? He says, the Shira on the Be'er was the Shira of Mount Torah. The Shira on the Be'er was the Shira of Mount Torah. Be'er. The Mayim. Ein Mayim el HaTorah. Rabbeisai. There is a Ahavudika Shaloh HaKadosh. He tells us an unbelievable thing. But before the Shalach Kaddish, I want to explain one thing. It's clear that the Sreifa of the Eifer HaParah, the burning of the Parah Aduma, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesira of himself for Klal Yisrael. It's as if the Shechina burns itself for Klal Yisrael. Says the Shalach Kaddish, an unbelievable thing. Who is Chatobo? You take the Eifer HaParah, the Eifer of the Parah Aduma, B'yoyin HaGimel, U'B'yoyin HaZayin Yitor. In Lo Yis Chatobo, B'yoyin Gimel, B'yoyin HaZayin Lo Yitor. Says the Shloah HaKadosh, an amazing thing. Do you know that the world was created in how many days? 6 days, 7 days, the 7th day Shabbos? And the Ramban tells us that the Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Elif Shana, each year, each day was years, thousands of years. We also know that how long is this world supposed to be? 6,000 years, the 7th year, 7,000, because, right, after the Elif Hashishi, that's it. Zokta, every day of creation corresponds to another Elif. The first day of creation corresponds to year 1 through year 1,000. This is Ramban of Chumash. The second day of creation corresponds to year 1,000 to year 2,000. The third day of creation corresponds to 2,000 to 3,000, which means Yom HaShlishi. What event happened in Yom HaShlishi? Matan Torah. Zokta Shlo HaKadosh, unbelievable verter. V'hine HaTorah nitna be'elof HaShlishi, Shehu Yom HaShlishi. V'amischate b'yom HaGimel. If a person is Isaac and he's mischate with the Torah and Yom HaGimel, meaning he learns Torah, then he'll have b'yom ha'yazayin yitzah. But if a person's not Isaac and Torah, this is talking about every Jew. Every Jew has a chiyuv and an achrayus. Befrat in the summer months. Befrat in this time. To be moisa nefesh for Torah. To be Isaac and Torah. And with that, it'll be taka hu yischat to b'yom ha'shvi. There's an amazing hakdama to sefer Tehillah L'David. The Tehillah L'David is a sefer that's a staple in anyone's library, anyone who's a halachist, certainly in Halacha Shabbos, and he has two amazing ha'aras. One ha'ara he asks is that we all know that in Brachos we say Hayda on the Ava, and we have a Bakosha on the and then there's a Bakosha on the Yasa. Frekdel, what's in Birchas HaTorah? We have a Haredna, And then we have Asher Bocha Abonu. What's the pshat? First it should be Shva, Asher Bocha Abonu. And then it should be Vaharma. Give us, make it sweeter, give us more time. Let us go more time. No Chazak, the Frank Bittil and Zogar. He doesn't understand. In Kapitel Kufiyu Test, we have the famous pasuk, which is a bracha k'sara, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukefer. Zok Bittil Zogar, there is no bracha k'sara in the entire Torah that has a bakasha. Right? There's no bracha. There's no short bracha that has a bracha d'Hashem. Right? It's a b'shuva. Bracha d'Hashem. Right? Oyin and hadas. It's all hoydah. It's all the recognition of what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. It all describes a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no bakasha in any of them asking him to do anything. One day you can teach me your Torah. Zok b'tilu l'adav, an unbelievable mashal. A child who his mother gives him a candy. Sweet candy, the Waldige candy. The child sees that there's more candy in the bag. Before the child says thank you, the child says, can I have another one? Listen. Thus it is written. If a person has the Mesikas HaTorah, if a person wants that the Eved Shishit, before he can give a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baharavna, make it sweet, give me more sweet candy, give me more Torah. The problem with us is that we're not in touch with the sweetness of the Torah. We don't realize, Rabbi Yisrael, Yihain Chayenu Va'irich Yomeinu, we say it every day. Yihain Chayenu Talmasam, Torah Kineged Kulam. I know it's not a politically correct message to say that we have to learn. I know it's not a politically correct message to say that it's the most important thing. There are many chesed organizations, there are many things that is the most important thing. Okay? But I'm telling you that the most important thing is not to learn in the midway. The person to learn in the midway does not allow them. It's to learn the Asafi de Gonecha, the Chaim de Savar, the Yasek de Torah. It's to be able to go into that Eretz Yisrael. It's to be able to learn. It's to be able to be Isaac in Torah. It's to be able to live by the Torah. Because Yihain Chayim, the Torah is our life. Zois Chukas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring out the Mayim from the Sela even with hitting it. Because maybe Klal Yisrael's Tefillah wasn't able to come out. But Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Kayach HaTorah, was able to be Moshe that Mayim. That's our Selah Hach. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a recognition of that Kayach HaTorah in Moshe itself. We have to recognize that that Kayach is Shayach to everyone. Maybe not on the same level as Moshe. But the Kayach HaTorah is given to everyone. And everyone makes a Bichas HaTorah in the morning. And everyone is Bechuyev to learn Torah. And everyone is Bechuyev to be Moshe himself to Torah. Zois Chukas HaTorah, and I'd like to say, the time will allow, which it doesn't, but I'd like to say the following thing. None of us in our days have witnessed a Sreifa of Torah. But I want to tell you something, Baruch Hashem, we haven't witnessed the Sreifa of Kremis of Torah. Could you imagine being in that city, being a Jew in Paris, and they took 20 wagon loads of Sfarim and burnt the Torah. But we have an Eidus of someone who was there who said it's because they weren't Marshal the Torah that that's what it was. I can tell the Oilam one thing. There might not be a Sreifa of 20 wagon loads of Torah, but there's a Sreifa of the time that we could learn Torah. We live in a generation. You know, years ago, and he got up in the morning, he got up 4 o'clock in the morning, he said a typical pillin, he said a typical pillin, he sat and he learnt. Poshit the palabatim, they went to work, they came back, they sat and they learnt. And if they didn't have such a gemal again, they sat and they listened to inyantiv, and they learnt mishnayis. They were poshit the palabatim, who knew she used to sit their mishnah on the tip of their tongues. And we find every little excuse to waste our time. There might not be Sreifas Hashasim, but there's a Sreifa of the Yuvil, of the parchment, that the Torah could be written on. We don't value our time. We don't value it. We have to value it more. We have to be moiser our time. We have to recognize that it's a gzeira on the Torah. And a way to be misakin that is like the Shlomo HaKadosh is saying. We don't have a paradumah, as well as that. The Shlomo HaKadosh says, But what's in place of that Hara Aduma? The place of that Hara Aduma is that a person should be Oisik Yischatar Yom HaShmishi in Talmud Torah. Zois Chukas HaTorah. That's the Gzeila on the Deiraisa. That same Gzeila that Moshe Rabbeinu went, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to use the koyach of Klal Yisrael's Torah to be able to moitzi the mayim. That's Taka Gzeila al Torah. That's Gzeiras Zois Chukas HaTorah, not Gzeiras HaRais. Taka is man that we have to be misakin that. And the way to be misakin that is 1 minute at a time, 2 minutes at a time, an hour at a time, half hour at a time, night at a time. And we have to realize that this man is so fleeting. The only thing in this world that takes no time is time. Everything, every event takes time. Time takes no time. The second that's now is not tomorrow. It's gone. We're not machshir our own time because we're really not machshir ourselves. If we'd be machshir ourselves and our shaykhs to prayer and recognize that if we learn Taka Eretz and we daven Taka Eretz, that's Taka the greatest school. And every ashvada we can have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with that. If we really were machshir that, we would be machshir our time more. We would take Taka as a time. But Baruch Hashem, the only one that's here, came in the middle of the summer, came in a time when Taka a shtickle on the serious letter. Taka go weiter, be able to use our time and utilize our time wisely. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we should Taka be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this year we won't have that kina. We won't be able to say the kina of Shalom Srufa Be'esh. Should be the Eretz's Ratzin, and we shouldn't have to say any kinas this year. We should Taka go into Eretz Yisrael. We should Taka be together with the Oves HaKadoshim and see the Be'er Chaparu Sarim, the Be'er that came from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and that Be'er, that Moshe and Aaron dug, Karu Nevi'i Be'om. We should Taka be able to appreciate the Torah in its full sense in Eretz Yisrael.